Awesome. All right, so I'm back with another episode of the Insight Sessions. Back with Chris. What do we? Just, I just gave you a new name inside of our team systems. Chris Dash McLean. I'm going to start calling you that from moving forward. I don't have a name yet. Someone suggested Batman. I'm like, that's okay. If you want to run with that, that's
Take
all
it.
good. So I'll roll with it. So today I want to talk about a really, I think it's a really important topic. And it kind of popped into my mind yesterday when we were having a meeting with someone, and we spoke. He kind of spoke about passion, and he kind of spoke about being good at something. And it got me thinking. And the thought that kind of popped into my head was basically around the fact that if you go to bed of a night time, right, and you one of the last couple of things that you think of, is about what you're going to do tomorrow in your business. What things you're going to make better, what things you're going to improve, what new systems you're going to implement, what more stuff you're going to sell. If you kind of don't have those thoughts before you go into bed, and you have like a genuine excitement or passion or drive, or you're finding almost not joy, but one of those words. If you're not
Curiosity.
having curiosity, if you don't, yeah, if you're not having those feelings like the night before you go to bed, start work the next day, then you should probably really consider about whether e-commerce is for you, right? So the reason I say that is largely because e-commerce, for the most part, for most people, is a long-term game, right? So for me, I had my previous business for like 14 years. I was lucky, I was successful in like a year or two, and then I got more and more successful. These days, it can happen the same again. But for most people, it'll take you 2, 3, 4 years to really get to 200, 300, half a mil a month, right? So if you're not going to bed the night before and being like, oh crap, I'm super excited to be doing this stuff again tomorrow, and I really kind of, I wish I didn't have to sleep. I wish I could just keep working and get up and be like ready to crush it again. Like, I honestly think that people should be seriously considering whether they want to do that. So again, like, I say that because we deal with a lot of clients, and with 95% of them I can see, and I'm like, yeah, that she's like really excited about what she does. He's real pumped. He's like, I gave you some information. It's like I just set off a rocket for him, and he's like, cool, tomorrow I'm coming back with a killer idea. This is what I've done, Paul. Do you know what I mean? And every time you get on a call with someone, they're the same thing applies with them, right? Versus, we might have, actually we don't have any clients at the moment like this, thankfully. But in the past, we have. You get on there and you're like, what are you gonna do tomorrow? What's gonna happen? You're like, I don't know. I'm not really sure. We'll see what happens. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, it's probably time to, get out of the game, so to speak, for you. So that makes sense what I'm trying to, get through here.
Yeah, I think that the important thing you said is that that's that balance between what you call like curiosity or passion. I think passion can be like a really big word for people. It's like everyone wants to find their passion, right? And it's I think there's a lot of stuff kind of built up in that idea. But yeah, like passion, that idea of passion, or at least being like really curious or fascinated or really interested in the thing that you're doing is important. But then I think that balance of that curiosity and interest with something that I'm actually genuinely good at as well, like which leads me to sort of thinking about the Ikigai model, which is a sort of Japanese idea of basically living a good life. A life well led is this idea of Ikigai, and it's especially imagine like a Venn diagram of what you're good at, what you love, so something you're passionate about, what you can get paid for, and what the world needs. And if you can find the middle point of all of those things, that's almost kind of what we're talking about here. And that's a very altruistic way to kind of think about it. But like you're saying, Paul, being an entrepreneur and running a business, the reality is it's hard. It's
It's exhausting.
difficult. It's exhausting. You're going to be tired. You're going to struggle. You're going to come up against stuff. So if you don't have something that's kind of calling you forward or pulling you forward, that is interest, curiosity, passion, that kind of thing, it makes it a lot harder. I think that it's more that than it's already hard enough if you don't have some energy that's pulling you forward on a daily basis. It makes it a lot harder, and that's at that point, if that's how you, if everything's a struggle and you don't kind of care anymore, that's where you go, well, Do I change the products that I'm selling, or do I just get out of it altogether? Do I? Is it because there's a misalignment between my values and the things that I'm selling? That could be a reason as well. Rather than exiting the entire game of e-commerce, maybe my values have changed in the last few years, and I really care about sustainability where I didn't before. So I'm selling all these products that are super unsustainable and cheap and crap quality, and that no longer aligns to my value system. So maybe it's not get out of the game, but maybe it's like, how do I kind of sell what I'm selling but do like a sustainable version? That's an example. So I think there's kind of a scale of stuff here.
It's kind of like people that start off selling stuff on Alibaba. They're like, I got to start a drop shipping business from Alibaba. It's like, because everybody's doing it, and I know that I can sell lots and lots and lots of it, and I'm not making much money, but I can sell lots and lots and lots and lots of it. Excuse me. And you get into it, and after 3 months, you realize, holy crap, most of the stuff that I'm selling has ended up in landfill. Like, I sell a product that's rubbish, it breaks after 3 months, and the parent that I sold it to for their child destroyed it in a day, and it's ended up in the bin. And you're like, oh, I probably don't want to be doing that anymore, given that I kind of don't want the world to die. So you're like, you go to bed every night, you wake up and you're like, yeah, I don't want to be selling rubbish to goes into the tip. So like you said, e-commerce and business is a game. You either want to play the game and win, or you want to play the game and you either want to win or you're going to lose, So losing is doing it, and you reach a point where you burn out because you hate it and your business sinks and you run out of money and blah, 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 or you quit. And there's so many things out there that people are like, oh, quitting's for losers and blah, blah, blah. Like, nah, it's really not. Like, you can either win or you can lose, or quitting, I think, is in the middle and go do something different. Like, it's the same, it's the same as playing a computer game. I'm sure many of us have played, Sega Master System back when we were 14 years old, and you either beat the boss, that's cool, or you just play it for years, never beat him, or you quit and you go play another game and you get more joy playing another game. Business is exactly the same, So get up, do it, go tonight and go, cool, tomorrow I'm going to clock another level. Oh, next day I'm going to do another level. Next day I'm going to do another level. And you go, that's it, done. And again, a level in business is more money or whatever it is, on your service or blah, 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 blah. If you can't get that past any more levels and you know how to do it, quit before you lose. Because I see, I speak to so many e-commerce people, and I was one of them, burnout, ended up in a recovery center for depression. Like, took me 2 years to recover. Like, you don't reach the point I reach. You don't reach the point so many other entrepreneurs reach. Like, it's just it's a slippery slope. So like, coming full circle again with what we're talking about, again, find your business, and probably a bit more that I want to dig into it as well, but find something that, yeah, you're passionate about. But more importantly, find something that you're good at or you can get good at, because when you're good at it and you're passionate about it, then you'll do really well. If you're not good at it and you're not passionate about it, please don't do it. Go find something else to do altogether, right?
Yeah. So those two things kind of feed each other, right? If you're really passionate about something but you suck at it, yes, passion can kind of keep you going, but that's really good for like a hobby, right? I might suck at playing guitar, but I really love it, and I just love strumming away and doing, but I don't have to go on stage and make money from it. So that's kind of where that Ikigai model is a really interesting model for this kind of thing. But on the other hand, if you're really good at something, but like, I might be really good at, mathematics, but that doesn't really help me I'm not passionate about it, then I can do it, but I'm not going to enjoy doing it. So not getting into a different state there. So I think that combination at a basic level is, like you said, here's something I'm good at and that I can get better at, and I actually want to get better at it, because I'm curious and interested and fascinated and passionate about learning the game and getting better at the game and making more money and spending more time with my kids and building this thing that's going to be a legacy or whatever. So I think at a minimum, those two things, kind of there's an interplay between those two components of passion, curiosity, interest, and I'm good at it. And then those two start to feed each other, and that's really where you get into this sort of positive upward spiral of development, and personal development and self-development, all that kind of goes along with that. with that process. And that was something that I just thought when you mentioned before. I think it's really hard. You talked about burnout, and I think the thing with burnout is a lot of us think that there's a separate, we have this idea of like work-life balance, right? Like I've got work and I've got life and I'll balance them. But I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago in a panel. It's more like work-life integration. Like it's the same thing. You've got 24 hours, particularly today, like you're at your house working, I'm at my house working. Most of the people watching this are probably at their house now working. You maybe go into an office a few days a week. But if you're an entrepreneur, you're generally going to be at home and your kids are at home and your dog's at home and the laundry's at home and the groceries are at home and life is around. You're doing life and you're doing work at the same time. So it's a much, particularly now, it's a much more integrated thing. I think maybe in the past, in the 80s, 90s, maybe there was a bigger separation between I go to work and then I come home from work. And maybe that's more of a 9-to-5 job kind of ideology as well. But I think as an entrepreneur, those two things bleed. And when the bleeding's going to happen, if work sucks and then life is hard and those two things come together, the life starts, or if life's okay and business is hard, life starts to get hard because business is hard. It causes issues in the other side. But then on the reverse, if life's good and business is good, they both lift each other up and they create that, again, a positive spiral. So those two things definitely go together, which is, again, where I think that sort of passion and motivation and that kind of stuff merges into not being burnt out, because business is life and life is business, really. There's much less separation now. I'm pretty sure you can attest to that in how your daily life operates.
Yeah. So like you said, I've got two kids and I've got a wife and three dogs and blah, blah, blah. And the thought that I was having when you're saying that is your life is like a boat, right? You know what I mean? In your boat, right? So right now I'm in my office, I'm in my boat, and inside my boat is my business. You know what I mean? And I'm like, it's positive and it's good and it's blah, 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 blah. And then if you walk out there at the end of the day and you're like, hey, kids, jump in dad's boat. You know what I mean? And then they jump in, they're positive. My wife jumps in, she's positive. I'm like, it's good, your boat's floating. But like, if you were to walk out there and your kids are screaming at you and your wife's screaming at you and they're all pissed off and blah, 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 they're throwing rocks in your boat, your boat's going to sink. And the flip side of that, if your family's really good, but you're going to work, so when you finish work and your boat is full with all the good stuff, your family and your kids and your wife and your friends, but at work, like your work's chucking rocks in your boat, sinking your boat, you're going to be a pretty miserable father, husband, partner, friend, blah, 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 blah. So like Chris said, you got to find that, like, you know, this balance or whatever we want to call it, but keep the boat floating and make sure your boat is going in the same direction. Like for me, super passionate about my kids and my wife, super passionate about my work, super passionate about my clients, super passionate about working with Chris and Jay and the rest of all of our team, you know what I mean? So I'm like, this is where I am. If anyone from outside of that is like throwing rocks towards me, like with their bloody drama and blah, 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 and, you know, which those rocks are going to rock my passion, I'm like, go away. So, I mean, you know, we could talk about this for a bit longer, but I think people get the point though. So I, just to wrap it up though, you know, the takeaway is like, and if you were to put this in the checklist, and if you're running an e-commerce business, like, you know, am I good at it? Tick. Am I passionate about it? Tick. Do I go to bed every night thinking about the cool shit that I want to do tomorrow? Tick. Okay, cool. I should probably do I want to win this game? That's the biggest thing. And by winning doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a $50 million a year e-commerce business. Could mean you've got a $1 million a year e-commerce business and you make 200 grand profit and you work 5 hours a day and it's you and your mom. And you're like, cool, that's, I won. Do you know what I mean? So I would encourage everybody to like write those things down on a list and go, what does my winning look like? Am I passionate? You know, am I good at it? Blah, blah, blah. And do I wake up every morning excited and go, cool, I'm in the right place. If not, you go, okay, have a think about your exit strategy and go play a new game, basically. So don't have anything else to add to that unless you've got any other thoughts. We kind of cover, as always, we just go down, buddy. rabbit holes.
Rabbit holes.
Turned into a psychological session for most people, but yeah, you know,
well, the rabbit hole sessions. I think reference a previous show we did. We talked about having a why behind why you do your business. And I think that having a why, having a reason, having a passion, having a something deeper than just I'm doing this to make money or I'm doing this to sell this thing. That's the stuff that we talk about, getting energy for free. Like when you have passion and you have curiosity, you get energy for free. You get focused, like not psychologically, but sort of biologically in your brain and in your nervous system. You get attention for free. If you're curious about something, you're passionate, you're focused on something, you get focus for free, you get attention for free, you get all this extra energy to do the thing that you want to do, because everything's in your brain signals, this thing's important to me, I like it, I want to do more of it, I want to get better at it. And that's a very different biological system, very different feedback to, oh, I'm not sure about this thing, I don't really care about it, this is losing me money, it's going to cost my relationship, this product's a bit shit. You can kind of see that's a very different spiral and a very different sort of feedback loop. So I think that's how this stuff actually starts to play in. That's why you feel good and that's why you feel shit, because you're either focusing on stuff that's energizing you or you're kind of focusing on stuff that's not. Maybe a whole other topic, but that's kind of under the hood of this. That's kind of what's going on, right? There's biological and neurochemical stuff that's going on that makes us feel certain. So
it's like what serotonin, which is the hug, you know, so it's like I achieve something, you get that serotonin hit, you know, which, mind you, most of the serotonin is actually in your stomach, for those that don't know, apparently. Then you've got dopamine, endorphins, oxytocin, those four things. So again, if like Chris is getting pretty deep now, like if you can figure out how to get those running your business as well, that, you know, that hug, that the serotonin hit and the dopamine hit and the endorphin, it's like, holy crap, we did a Black Friday sale, we sold 100 grand, there's endorphins going, you know what I mean? Or a customer says, like, you know, oh, you did a really, 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 really good job, there's your oxytocin, you know, blah 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 blah, blah. So, you know, I guess that's some like biohacking kind of, I can't talk about that stuff too much. Mine are all messed up too much to be able to comment on them. But so, you know,
it's pretty accurate. So there's real stuff going on kind of biologically below all this stuff that you talk, when you talk about passion, you talk about having a why and all this stuff. There's reasons why that stuff gets talked about a lot. And it does come down to psychology and biology, and that makes you feel certain ways. And if it's positive, it makes you feel better. If it's you're getting less of those things, or those things are focused on things that are kind of deteriorating you, it makes you feel another way, which is less beneficial to running the business long term.
Well, it'll deplete those chemicals in your brain too. So for example, if your serotonin gets more depleted over time, you end up depressed. You know what I mean? Mm. So like I said, if you wake up every morning and you're like, oh, I don't want to do this, I hate it, I really, and that goes from like hate to dread to despair to blah, 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 blah. Like that's because you're like running out of serotonin and stuff, you know, and you're not eating properly and blah, blah, blah to build it up, but you're not getting the natural releases as well. So, you know, I'm certainly not an expert. I spent a lot of time looking at this stuff to help with my own mental health things, but maybe if there's any psychologists out there that comment, that watch this, please feel free to throw some educated comments on the post. But I guess we might wrap that up there for this episode anyway. So hope you got a lot out of it. As always, if you like the episode and, you know, if you got any comments, you think we're talking shit or whatever, let us know. If you like, if it's good, please let us know. Release some oxytocin. Until next time.
Make us feel nice about ourselves.
Yeah. So, all right. Bye for now.
Thanks, guys. Bye.